Title: Federal Circuit finds that a narrowing claim limitation that expressly requires optional elements of a markish group from the same claim is neither contradictory nor indefinite. Content: In Maxell, Limited v. Amperex Technology Limited, 2023-1194, Federal CIR March 6, 2024. The Federal Circuit reaffirms that a patent claim that includes narrowing limitations requiring only some elements of a markish group recited in the same claim are not indefinite under Section 112 so long as the claim, when read as a whole, is internally consistent and supported by the specification. Background: After patent licensing negotiations fell apart between Amperex and Maxell, Amperex filed suit in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Jersey against Maxell, seeking a declaration that it did not infringe Maxell's patents, including U.S. Patent Number 9077035, the 035 patent. In response, Maxell sued Amperex for patent infringement in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas. The cases were consolidated. The 035 patent's claims a lithium-ion battery with at least two lithium-containing transition metal oxides, represented by a relationship that include a transition element M1. Most relevant are two limitations stating the requirements for the element M1 sad face I, wherein M1 represents at least one transition metal element selected from Co, cobalt, and I, nickel, and Mn, manganese, and 2. Wherein the content of Co in the transition metal M1 of the formulae 1 and 2 is from 30% by mole to 100% by mole. The district court held this claim language was indefinite on the ground that the two limitations contradicted each other, and entered partial final judgment in favor of Amperex. Specifically, the district court found claim 1's plain language recites that the first part of the claim recites a markish group where cobalt is not necessarily required to be in the claimed compound, while the second part of the claim recites cobalt is necessarily required. The court stated that F, or an element to simultaneously be optional and required, is a contradiction on its face. Maxell timely appealed. Issue: whether a claim limitation that requires some of the elements of a markish group that is recited in the same claim contradicts the implication of the markish group that its stated elements are conditionally optional, and thus renders the claim indefinite under 35 U.S.C. 112.2. Holding a claim limitation that requires some elements from a markish group that is recited in the same claim neither contradicts the markish group limitation nor renders the claim indefinite. Reasoning: The Federal Circuit addressed the District Court's rationale for invalidating the 035 patent as indefinite, finding this rationale incorrect not because a contradiction in a claim cannot produce indefiniteness, but rather, because there was no contradiction in the claim language. The Federal Circuit found that the limitations set out two separate requirements and that it was perfectly possible for a transition metal element to meet both requirements. The Federal Circuit noted that the location of the potentially contradictory language, i.e., recited in separate limitations as opposed to appearing in a single limitation, made no difference. Furthermore, in seeking to understand the scope of an invention, a reader is charged with knowing not only that any particular claim language must be read in the context of the full claim, but also that all limitations of a claim must be considered in deciding what invention is defined. The Federal Circuit acknowledged that there may have been a more artful way of stating the two requirements within the same claim. However, this does not mean that there was a contradiction between the two limitations. Moreover, the prosecution history provided an explanation for the placement of the limitations, namely, the M1 term was added to overcome a prior art reference. Altogether, these types of amendments to the claims, i.e., a narrowing of a markish group via further limitations, are common practice in the prosecution of patents, especially when attempting to overcome prior art cited against the claims. The Federal Circuit also addressed the District Court's explanation that limitation C granted options as to the makeup of M1 that are then taken back by limitation F. The Federal Circuit noted that claim limitations do not grant options, but instead state requirements, i.e., conditions that must be M.